Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
Something like a vandal dance with the people that move. Fill up my cup and leave me some room. Deadly when you play a dope melody.
I enjoy Vanilla Ice because he literally was a white rapper. I mean, he literally wasn't anything else.
Look, if there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the sugar as water dissolves it.
Like, I'm listening to the, like, I'm just re-listening to these lyrics right now, and I'm like, if any black man...
I made all that up.
Dropped the 60. Oh, what?
Really? That was me making stuff up about working at all.
I was going to say, if a black
as
man,
a barista.
I thought that was really. Because I don't know why that sounds like Vanilla Ice. That's
it,
why
it, when it you was in the flow. I stole his flow. I shang some of his flow.
I was going to say. I was going to say, man, if he was dropping barista bars back then and getting money.
Futuristic.
Yeah, man.
Blinking, you'll miss it.
You know, like.
Hey, yo, welcome back.
So, real quick update on the anime awards. JJK won everything.
Not quite everything, but they definitely swept. Listen, that was the big news. It was Meg Thee Stallion and JJK.
anime is on the map, people. Thank you, JJK.
Yeah, big shout out JJK.
I don't think I would have had it any other way, honestly. Like we said.
Like, JJK is a global phenomenon.
It is. Well, I mean, it's really the first anime in a... Now, and that's no disrespect to...
Since it's Attack on Titan Season 1.
That's no disrespect to Demon Slayer, right? There's no disrespect to My Hero Academia. Both of those shows are great in their own respect.
I was going to say, I think they have, like, their especially the animation styles, different level of like intensity.
But JJK just hit
it's like dude, you can feel every single
the
part.
Lead editor the yeah. Lead animator of JJK is gonna be working on One Piece.
I mean, that's why it won Animator of the Year, also won Best Action. Demon Slayer take home Best Animation, Best Anime Song, Idol.
If Demon Slayer didn't get Best Animation, they'd probably just get canceled.
But
Demon Slayer also took home Best Art Direction.
I was going to say, because that and animation
Village art.
Would go hand in hand, because that's the one thing that Demon Slayer has is like the connectivity and the cleanness. It's like very fast paced, but like the cleanness of their art.
Yeah.
You notice a lot of other art when they do like a lot of major action scenes, they'll darken it. They'll like.
Yeah, and it's a lot of that flashy, like bang,
Demon
bang, bang.
Slayer
bang, like,
is like straight through from beginning to end.
That's one of the things I liked about Adult Swim's new anime, Ninja Kami or whatever, yeah. Kami. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit. That like it's hand to hand, and you see them fists connect, bro. Like that's one of the things that pisses me off about Dragon Ball Z, right? It's a lot of like, bang, 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 but you don't. Yeah, I want to see
let me feel
that contact, bro.
But that's it. I'm into like anime like that where it's like not so much of a major power, but it's like what can you do? Like what's your thing? Like gangsta. Maybe we go back talking about anime. But Gangsta was very good because it was like no powers. It was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're good, you're good.
Speaking of gangster in anime, one of the top gangster moments of all time, Kurapika showing up to a death match with a shovel.
Ain't that wrong?
Man showed up to a death match with a shovel.
I mean, somebody had to go that day. And he knew that.
Some other notables from the awards. Monkey D. Luffy took home Best Main Character in a Series. Best New Series, however, though, went to Chainsaw Man. Best Opening Sequence went to JJK's Hidden Inventory and Premature Dead Art. Best Original Anime went to Buddy Daddies. I haven't seen that.
Okay. Buddy Daddies. It's like a buddy father film.
Yeah. Right.
Solo leveling probably came too late.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure next year it's gonna start.
I haven't watched it yet. Is it worth the hype?
I haven't seen it either, but everything that I've been hearing, like all the recommendations people are saying, it's been really good.
I need to rent somebody's PS5 because I don't want to buy a PS5 when I only want to play one game on it.
What game would you be?
FF7 R2. FF7 R. Yeah, FF7 R2. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
I feel like that's a total disservice to the PS5 because it has been. Once I finally got my fucking hands on it, it is a great piece of hardware. Let me say.
I will believe it, but I will also say that I had no desire to buy it until this game came out.
I'm a converter. Most of my family are Xbox people. They got their hands on a PlayStation.
I'm no saying, longer on Xbox. You missing out on. Listen, I know you a diehard Switch guy, right?
It's not a diehard Switch thing.
Play
it's
adult
just
adult games. I'm telling you, PlayStation is where it's at.
Definitely the way to go. 100%, man.
Ghost of Tsushima goes crazy. I told you I was thinking about running. I was thinking about running a stream series where I run through Ghost of Tsushima in the black and white. What is the director mode or whatever? But like Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai type shit.
Fun fact, you know I'm a nerd. We're nerds.
Yeah.
I play Ghost. Okay. Yeah. But this is the last little nerd thing I'm dropping here. Played in the original Japanese language because I like being weird.
Hey, and I'm with it.
The dude started talking. I said, no fucking way. Who is that? Oh, bro, no, it's Zoro. Hey. So, you know what I mean? As soon as he started speaking, I said, I'm about to go crazy.
Fans out there,
I'm about to start a fight.
I have to now.
I'm about to start a fight real quick.
From this moment, I was like, it's me versus the Mongol.
Dion, ready for me to start a fight? Zoro was bottom three most interesting Straw Hat Pirates.
That's fine. But he ain't bottom three when it comes to them hands.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, exactly. But as far as
that's
like
the only thing that matters.
Like Robin's more interesting than him. Jinbei's more interesting.
100%.
Sanji for sure is more interesting.
But see, were you paying attention to the show? Because the
Robin,
whole point,
Robin's probably my favorite.
I love it because we
he gets to say that, right? Because we've had Zoro since the beginning.
But there's a reason though, because Zoro's character is about loyalty,
and you notice
every time he speaks, anytime he does something, he doesn't need the spotlight. Because when he does something, that's it. It's Luffy says move, it's done. Bam.
It's kind of like Wolverine.
I'm not going to lie. Zoro's still standing. Didn't hit me as hard as Robin screaming, I want to live.
Really?
Yeah.
I can understand that. I can understand that. I'm not mad at that. I completely understand that.
I can tell you what else is hitting hard. And
also, the best Straw Hat Pirate is Sniper King.
Hit on the algorithm
is
Cardi B's Like What freestyle. You already know that shit is, if it's not Vultures, right? Because Vultures is dominating the streams despite Apple's best.
As Kanye once said,
I played Rap Caviar earlier today. First song that came on, Kanye Vultures.
Hey, but soon to be, if not already, it's definitely the new Cardi B, right? As we talked about last week, her fans had done this, like, Where's Cardi B campaign, right? Where they had her on, like, milk cartons and shit like that. And apparently, you know, she was ready to drop some new heat on it, bringing back that pure Y2K aesthetic. I don't know if you've seen the video yet, but it's very, like, early 2000s. Lots of chrome, lots of shiny, futuristic. And it's got that Missy Elliott sample, which, you know, if you listen to Master Slump God, you might have, as Dion pointed out earlier.
Yeah, and I hate to sound like that guy. I was just, you know, pointing out similarities.
I was just pointing out the similarities.
And like even Ski himself tweeted out. I was like, I don't know why y'all are mad. Like, you know, we know what it is, but like, you know,
I mean, hip hop been that way, right?
Yeah.
It's all about how you can flip it right now.
Facts.
Like, the originality isn't how you flip the perspective. Shout out to, you know, your favorite weekly pop culture. man, but the shit is a banger. I mean, Cardi hasn't really missed in a long time. There are some people, cough, cough, Joe Budden, who think the female rapper wave is actually starting to die out.
Fuck Joe Budden.
Now, listen, I'm not going to jump on the hater train.
It's just fun to say fuck Joe Budden.
Okay, let me say this. Why is it a hater just to have an opposite opinion?
Right.
Maybe what he's asking is something valid.
He's also just being a contrarian twat.
For right now, that's what I'm just saying. Like,
I think Joe is pointing out that a lot of the opening sales for some of the bigger trending female artists have been not disappointing, but lackluster for what they initially, you know, were doing. Right. Not to say that Nicki Minaj didn't do well in her last album, just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Cardi B, Lotto, Glorilla is, but all of them are doing crazy numbers right now with their latest track. I mean, Glorilla's Yeah Glow is all over the place. That was almost my trending song for the week.
I was gonna say, because we were having that conversation earlier, Glorilla is one of those people where, like,
and I think that's okay. So I think let's get into it, right? Because this is what we were talking. So I think here's where I disagree with Joe Budden. He says the female rapper wave is dying, right? Because he doesn't see the numbers trending like how he expects for them, right? But I think Joe is paying attention to the numbers the way that they were when he was coming up, right? And when the only music you had to listen to was the music that they were giving you. But now that their music is so diverse, right? Like everybody with an iPhone and, and a microphone,
you're not wrong,
can make music now, right? So like, now, I saw a take earlier that we are living in like one of the golden age, another golden age of music. It's just that music is so diversified that you can find your specific taste, right? Like you can find great music being made right now in your specific taste. It's just your specific taste. When Joe says shit like the female rapper wave is dying off, I feel like he's making the same mistake that the people who said that the Marvels was a trash movie are making. The movie's not for you. The music's not for you, right? We are expecting Cardi B to make music that is universal for everybody. No, Cardi B is making music for the Cardi B fans, right? Like, now, does that mean that she is not still a good artist, right? Like, does that mean that there's not going to be songs that we can sing along to on this album? I don't think so. I think that Joe is just, you know, not trying to sing along to shit like Pussy So Fat That It's Got a Double Chin, right? And that's where we was talking early. I was like, all right, at what point is it okay to be singing along to some of these female, because Glorilla is one of
those ones where like you can catch 1,001 people singing her lyrics, and you know what, you can't be mad at that. You know what I mean, she's got that type of energy, and
it's a universal energy, right? And like really, if you don't catch yourself, you might catch yourself saying some such shit, but Glorilla got it, like, you know.
Go ahead. I was at a wedding once, right? And this song came on, and I was vibing, and I was dancing, you know? I'm not a stranger to a dance floor. And I was like, oh yeah, this is sweet. And then as soon as I heard the lyrics go, it's raining, man, I walked off.
Right.
I was like, I can't do it. Just, I can't get down to dancing to It's Raining Men. I can't do it.
If Yaglo come on, you're not gonna fucking notice, right? Like tomorrow, if tomorrow was, come on, who the fuck
is up? What was the other one? I'm F-R-E-E.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me, free. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, look, you see how you just jumped in?
Right.
But like, yeah, it's certain songs hard, that just, it just invokes it. I don't even like niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was at Bodak Red with Cardi B first. Like, when Bodak Red came out, that shit went so, like, that shit was off, right? It was so off that everybody was fucking
but
with
so
it.
Another
like,
wedding that, there was a dance that I did not participate in was my uncle's, plural, wedding. And it was a beautiful wedding in like the old Ed Sullivan Theater in Times Square. Fucking gorgeous. But Dancing Queen was on, and it was 8 queens and my sister dancing. Yeah. So I was chilling at the table for that one.
I set this one out. There are Cardi songs that I gotta sit out. I'm not.
You know, it's fine. Like,
listen, if Bongos comes on, I'm not gonna change it. But you're not gonna catch me with the windows down.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shoes get kicked off. No, that's not happening.
All this mess? I completely understand. No, I completely understand. There's a balance, man. But I was gonna say, that's exactly why I like Glorilla, because she has that balance. Yeah. You can say lines that from, don't that, yeah. that don't choose between either.
I don't say Grim Boy by Rihanna.
Look,
that was an old one.
That's understandable. It's still a good song though.
But I mean, yeah, Rihanna, like that's.
Don't you disrespect my wife?
I love Rihanna.
Who had like her first like performance the other day since she's been like doing her mom thing, but it was like for some like rich mega mogul woman.
Yeah, the money's like, recirculating.
Yeah, people are just a little. They're like, oh, okay, so Rihanna only performs for like the affluent.
Rihanna is so powerful. She made the most popular pop star on the planet depressed for 5+ years.
Right. I'm also like, you know what? She's totally still, like, I think, pregnant again, or like post pregnancy, right? So she's gonna perform.
Hey, ASAP Rihanna, right up there,
baby. Baby just dropped the other album. I know you got it in the vault. You know what I'm saying? I know we've been waiting. Just go ahead, let them know, and you can go back to hiding again. We don't really care. We just need one more for the road. That's all I'm asking. Because let me tell you, Anti, like, listen, this is when I really started, like, I think it was like 2016. That was like, I wasn't really big into a lot of major, like, female artists, R&B. I started touching that side. Once I heard that album, it was the door. That was it. It was Rhapsody after that. You know, everybody around that time with the underground ladies were coming through before we had the pop front runners.
We talked about niche catered music. There is a really strong underground R&B scene happening right now.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, he's not wrong. Like, I didn't really listen to women vocalists for the longest. And I mean, obviously, my home is in rock. But there was a time when I was like going through a really big like CBGB's era, like Television and Ramones and the early Black Flag, mm-hmm. and Pat Benatar and Blondie mm-hmm. got put into that. And I was like, this fucking rocks. Slowly and that led me to PJ Harvey and The Sounds, The Cranberries. I mean, The Cranberries you kind of just absorb because... You know, the fucking Cranberries.
The one album that for me, that I got it, you know what I mean? That I finally understood that as a guy, when it comes to a certain type of, well, anything in life, we should just sometimes shut up and just enjoy what it is that we're getting, was Control by SZA. SZA dropped Control. Right. I mean, I've never really listened to SZA. I've heard her features or whatever. I'm talking about from beginning to end, and mm-hmm. I love this album so much.
That's it.
And I was listening to the lyrics, and I was like, you know what? Instead of me being a guy and like, oh, nitpickings, listened to what she was saying, and I was like, nah, get your bag, sis.
That's all you gotta do. It's music. It is there for you to enjoy it, right? Like, you are. If there is a perspective that you don't necessarily connect with, change the song,
bro.
You don't have to connect. Like, Zig knows all the time when it comes to, like, rock music or anything, I prefer female vocals, right? Like, now, I do, there are, you know, I'm not going to say on the rare occasion, I'm not going to, like, turn down, like, a male R&B singer or anything. Like, I like, you know, Usher just like the next person does, right? You know what I'm saying? But... if I'm picking the music, a lot of times I'm going to lean towards female vocals, right? And so I don't have a problem listening. Now, there was like an era between like fucking 2006 to like 2012 where there was just like a very like overt like
I was gonna say
I'm
like
hurt
but not only that
toxic
like
kind
but
of
no
energy.
I was gonna say, speaking of seeing the female songs, like, we went out here bumping Fergie, like, we went out here speaking it right. back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like that any of this is new.
Eve,
it's
right?
just now it's just in a Brilliant. Genre that's more prevalent, yeah. and it's just like it feels Brilliant. Like it's being taken over, but or maybe
it's just
maybe this side is silent and this is what we're hearing right now.
I
do definitely sing like female rock stars, but like typically they're not rapping WAP or singing WAP.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, yeah, so there is, I guess, that overt hypersexuality in hip hop, right? Like, it's mm-hmm. always been there since the Uncle Luke days. But now we are hearing the female perspective of that. And whereas dudes are like used to listening to songs like Magic Stick and groups like 2 Live Crew and UGK and all that shit, the pimping shit. Mm-hmm. Now we hear the female side of it and we're like, oh, all these female rappers do is rap about their coochie and shit like that. And it's like,
that's what I'm saying. I learned. This is what I tell any, this is the best advice I've given any guy. Okay. Anytime they're dealing with any, they're like, I don't understand. It's called shut up. It's none of your business.
Yeah, the song's not for you.
It's not for you.
That's it.
Leave it alone. Leave it where it is.
If she, like, you don't got a pussy, nigga. Of course that's going to make you. Do you know how uncomfortable women have been listening to you rap about you, how many bitches you get?
And, like, they are also singing along to this as well. Hey, you right. know what I mean? They're in the car.
They're so conditioned to this point that they have to, right?
Like, it's like the shoe's not on the other
foot. Know what one of the best, where I got one of the best pieces of advice when it comes to interacting with women was Toy Story.
Okay, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Toy Story.
Drop that knowledge.
If you pull up, you Kobe up, you shoot your shot,
they mention Kobe
and she says no,
Kobe's everywhere.
You may not be flying, but you can fall with style.
Oh, yes. The fall.
Because if you rage,
as long as
you immediately cut yourself off from all of her friends. It is the most Chad mentality ever. All
right.
But also, it's true. You and while it is super Chad, you're still not a dick. Actually, technically, you're the nice guy.
He took us on a journey like Toy Story. Right?
Toy Story 5 coming out this fall.
Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear is an ultra Chad. He's dropping dating knowledge.
Which
here.
One, the Chris Evans or the
The most ultra Chad Chris Evans role is definitely him in Not Another Teen Movie.
I was gonna say Barbie.
Oh my
god. Wrong white guy.
Oh yeah, no, that's
wrong white guy.
Yeah, I did.
Barbie's one of those movies where I'm just a dude who likes movies. I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, we did that
stuff forever. This is the way we're on right now. We're talking about female.
I'm not trying to have a negative conversation or anything. No. I'm just trying to have
this is not one of those podcasts. Right?
I just want to make sure that's understood.
Yeah.
That I'm not trying to speak negatively or anything.
No, don't worry about it. Future Dan is also the man with the plan. Make the sound as best as you can.
This is not the Joe Rogan podcast.
No,
right?
But yeah, I just.
Fresh and fit.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't want it to make it feel like that.
No.
Well, if you don't want to make it feel like that, what do you how do you feel about the COVID vaccine and transgenders?
Oh man. I'd say a couple years too late. See, if we'd already got over this hump, I think we'd all be a little bit richer.
But if we're able to get over this hump, what about all of the humps of dead bodies and blah, 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 and some Joe Rogan shit?
That was an OnlyFans joke.
Okay, I thought you were going to lead into... I thought you were going to say something along the lines of, if we're able to get over this hump, then let's talk about some other monumental...
That record got broken last year. That's clickbait headline.
I wasn't going to lead into this, actually. What Caitlin I was Clark. Going to say is... Let's talk about some other monumental achievements that have been accomplished by one Sir LeBron James.
LeBron James becomes the first player in NBA history to score 40,000 points in his career. 40,000 points. Now, just for some real quick math, a player would need to average 24.4 points a game while playing 82 games a season for 20 seasons.
He would need to
average, score 40,000 points.
He would need to average 25 points from beginning to the end
of without missing a game
of his career
for 20 years
of his career.
Listen, LeBron is him. LeBron is like,
and you know what?
Stop now, right?
I just saw this video today, and I'll show you guys a little bit later.
My favorite LeBron stat,
as far as longevity goes here, right?
My favorite LeBron stat is that he has been in the NBA longer than he has not been in the NBA.
He he has not been in the answer.
Like I said, as far as longevity goes here, LeBron has shown what real consistency and dedication.
Yeah, Kareem was played for a long ass time, but Kareem was also limping those last few years.
Career wise stats.
I mean, shit has changed since Kareem too.
To
be fair,
I just found this out today. Career wise stats, LeBron is the only person in the NBA, career wise, who have a triple double stat line in career average.
No, he doesn't average a triple double.
Google it.
No way, he doesn't average.
I'm talking about his entire career. Steals. I think it was like assists, points, and steals. 25.
Pull up LeBron James career averages.
Obviously, it's 25 points a game. That's the first line right there. Assist wise, that's a double.
Right. If he's putting 25 points,
that's a double.
You know he's got to have some crazy
assist wise. That's a double.
LeBron James has played for 21 years, and he averages 27.1 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 7.4 assists.
What about the rest of the stat line? Blocks you got?
Yeah, he doesn't average a triple double.
All right.
He doesn't average a triple double. Russell Westbrook is Mr. Triple Double, and he's averaged a triple double in his season three times.
I'll find it. Okay. No worries. All
right. Hey, my man said, "Look, we'll get a lighthouse update.
I got these encyclopedias.
Let's roll."
I feel like I brought false information in here. Now I gotta come back.
I knew he didn't average a triple double. I had to Google the exact specifics. Yeah.
Those are crazy. This dude has four championship rings. I'm not gonna give him another.
I think I might have said that wrong. Like his career stat line is a triple. Does that make sense? Am I saying that correct? Or is that
nobody has a career stat line triple double?
Like not no. All right, never mind. Go ahead. That's never mind.
So anyway, listen, we gotta give a championship ring where the championship ring is due.
Period.
LeBron is definitely that guy at the moment. You can, I guess, question how many rings he goes home with at the end of the day.
Probably four.
You can question his effectiveness as a leader on the court, right? But as far as this goes, as far as his ability to be an effective athlete, right?
And a good person?
There's nobody. I mean, we're talking about, like, him on the court,
like,
right?
Yeah, like the thing is like
LeBron
argument for LeBron and Jordan is like, if you had LeBron for his entire career and you're just like,
I don't think
21 years, all right, I'd say 18 years in a row.
I don't think that's what the argument then, with LeBron and Jordan is. I think the argument comes down to one-on-one.
There's really so many different variants of this argument.
If it's not one-on-one, right? Like, if team captains. If LeBron and Mike are team captains.
Are they're playing?
Yeah.
If five Michael Jordans played five LeBron James, who wins?
That's it. That's the argument.
I take LeBron.
That's the argument.
Yeah.
Just size
it's not about LeBron as a good
alone.
Person or
like, no, I'm saying Michael like off the court. There's so many different ways to do the who's the GOAT. Like,
yeah, but LeBron's paid at the end of the day, we're talking
seasons.
Like numbers on the board.
And he's made the finals.
Like, at the end of the day, we can run this argument as many ways through the spreadsheet as you want, but the numbers still come out. Women lie, men lie, but numbers don't lie. Son.
Numbers don't.
You heard Yo Gotti, nigga. Like,
numbers don't.
And at this point, you can't ignore the numbers. 40,000 points, that's nothing to fucking wink at.
As we said, somebody would have to average 25 points a game for 20 years without missing a game to get to 40,000 points. Somebody was like, who's the next best person to have a chance? And they were like, Steph. And I was like,
barely.
Nope.
Barely.
Steph is like 34.
That's what I'm saying. That's barely.
How many career points does Steph Curry have?
And like, that's because of the three.
Steph Curry has 23,258 career points.
He's padded. Steph is padded. If you're looking at it, he has nothing but mainly three. Like, LeBron's in the paint, out of the paint. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a bucket wherever you put him in. Very dangerous. That's a very dangerous man.
He is a world class man.
He really is.
Now, I mean, at this point, the only thing he hasn't done is led an Olympic team.
Well, he hasn't led an Olympic team because that was Kobe's team.
He's been on them.
He's definitely got a gold medal. He's been on. He doesn't have a dunk contest championship.
Yeah. Things have changed, haven't they?
People actually blamed LeBron for the death of the dunk contest.
I mean, at this point, all that's left... I mean, LeBron is clearly just waiting for his son to be drafted so they can play together.
100%.
And then he'll go take over the 3-on-3 team.
I think he said that.
He's going to buy the Vegas team when it comes in with his son.
But I could totally see LeBron playing 3-on-3 league for a little bit just because, like, just to go over there. Like, I don't want to stop playing basketball yet, but I also don't want to take it seriously anymore.
I feel like LeBron would, like, pop up Bill Murray style, like Globetrotters games.
Yeah, just walk in. Yeah, I feel like that. Just walk in, like,
for the Washington Generals. Like, the Harlem Globetrotters, he's like, you guys can play by your rules. I'm the greatest player of all time, and these are some white guys from the YMCA, and we're gonna smoke you.
And as long as he doesn't make another Space Jam movie, I'm fine.
I know, man.
Let him go play for the EuroLeague.
Space Jam, legacy.
I was going to say, I will say Jordan beat him in that. Without a doubt.
I think we had an episode where we said Space Jam, new legacy, decided the GOAT debate.
Yeah, that's definitely the easy one to decide.
Yeah, no, Michael Jordan beat five aliens.
No.
LeBron beat Don Cheadle.
Thank you.
I know. Michael Jordan looked at that fucking movie and was like,
look at this dude.
He was like, yeah, look at this dude.
I feel like Michael Jordan all the time just sits in the house and goes, like, if I was in the league right now, just 20 times a day, just walking around and it's like, soft.
Yep. I feel like part of Michael was like, you know how Baltimore is like oddly proud of how fucked up it is as a city?
Yes, actually.
I feel like Michael is like oddly protective of Space Jam.
Any Marylander was like, they can't fuck with
Space Jam.
Every Marylander except for Larry Hogan, right? Or anybody on the shore, right?
I feel like Michael Jordan is like Prince in that Dave Chappelle sketch where he's just calmly putting up buckets. That's good. You know what I mean? Like, anytime you see Michael Jordan now, he's just out hooping at parks. That's good.
He's so calculated, bro.
That's good. Shoot the J. Shoot it.
Raised.
He put $50 on every single shot, though.
Oh, 100%.
He doesn't have a gambling problem. He has a competition problem.
Exactly. But the problem is, the main thing is that what you're not going to do is beat him. So it's not, it doesn't
that's
really
matter. So calculated at this point.
The only time it could be a gambling problem is if he loses. That's when it becomes a problem.
Speaking of losers, though, or people who refuse to lose, Donald Trump is at it and absolutely
losing court case after
depending
court
on
case.
What news source you're looking at, right? Because he seems to be dominating all of these primaries, right? If you call 60% of the vote, dominate. Right. Now a lot of people will be like, hey, wait a second, that's an overwhelming majority, but not compared to some of the numbers, like, you know, put up by Sir Jojo Robinette Biden.
Right? His stand is him sleep. Just a picture of him in a chair.
Biden is, you know, a lot of the primaries that Biden has won because, like, who is running against him, like Marianne Williamson, right? 98%, right? So when you look at Donald taking home 60% compared to Joe Biden's, like, 90% in a lot of the same primaries that were running, it just puts a little perspective on what the numbers are really looking like. Now, we say all that to Michigan, though. Michigan came through, and it was like, 49% of the Michigan primary voters voted, like, undecided or some shit, uncommitted, right? And Michigan, that's, you know, that's the one of the big ones.
Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Yeah.
So that's not a good look, right? While they continue to push this narrative that Biden may be mentally unfit for office.
If Joe Biden had a stand, it would definitely be the Ghost of Christmas Future on a crucifix. Continue.
If he had a stand, it would be a person holding a broken cane. I'm not a Trumper at all. All right, I just like looking at things for what they are, face value. Mm. And name
I'm
a
about to say something.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, I'm just saying. Name a rapper right now who doesn't either is in the middle of a murder charge or has a murder charge that you don't like. This man has a literal mugshot out on the internet. 91. And what does he do not a year later? Walk outside and go, bitch, we back. And goes right back into it goes right back into running for president.
Right,
so it's like, you know, like all of his followers are like, exactly. So you can't stop it. You can't stop it.
He's like, I don't even need to schedule press conferences. These court dates.
He like the duty of politics right now. He out there shaking them off. Right?
Yeah, yo, 100 left and right. Left and right.
All of them shaking like a real New Yorker. No, listen, bro, it's, we could do the Trump thing all night, right? Because it's crazy to me that this, he cooks like he does.
So the Supreme Court is going to take up his appeal from the circuit court. That was a unanimous 3-0 decision saying that the president does not have immunity from crimes that they committed in office. And this decision was written surgically and broadly beyond just this scenario to set precedent for future possible situations with a fuckwad in the office.
I feel like I'm supporting you because I was like, this started with Trump and not Reed. No. Never mind. No, okay. Now it's crazy. Okay. All right. Didn't that nigga break? Okay. I'm sorry.
Listen.
I'm not having.
So now the appeal is going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Which.
All they doing is doing this man a favor.
They're trying to buy time to get the trial as close to November 5th as possible.
Right. To avoid any kind of federal conviction.
Because if he wins, he can pardon himself.
Oh, he's going to do a lot more than that.
Hello?
I mean, they've got a whole...
That's the first thing he's going to do. You can't tell me he doesn't already have those papers drafted up.
1,000%, man. Dude, that's why he's fighting this. How he's got to win. Yeah. Or it's literally go hard or go home right now.
It ain't no home for this nigga. New York already canceled this man. He got to move to Florida permanently.
I was going
to
say, does this man run off of bankruptcies?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if he doesn't win, he's just spending the rest of his life in jail.
He's got one more place he's trying to bleed dry.
Like a real New Yorker. His new home is now in Florida.
Well, like an old 65-year-old white man.
Right.
An orange white man at that.
No, bro. This shit is crazy.
He prefers the word tangerine.
He's just ratcheting up the extremism. And, you know, I've got a lot of, you know, people that I respect that are, don't ask me to qualify respect in this sentence, right? But, like, I got a lot of people that I fuck with that are still, you know, hands down putting their money in this Trump bag, right? And they feel like he is the outsider that the system needs to shake things up. And a lot of them are looking at the 91 charges against this man as what he called it, a witch hunt. It's almost like he spoke that into existence. This nigga ran around calling it a witch hunt so much that he's got 91 charges stacked against him.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
How long Suge Knight had been running for they got him? And the only time they caught him was because what? He ran a dick. Oh, that was it. It wasn't because none
of
shit
did. They blamed another guy for Tupac's murder. It's now quote-unquote closed.
Speaking of,
I'm over here making...
They got the guy that was driving the car.
Making dumb jokes. I'm being silly. No, don't.
According to MSN, a jury has found two men guilty on all counts of Jam Master Jay Run DMC fame's murder. A guilty verdict was reached on Tuesday in the murder trial for two men charged with the killing of Run DMC star Jam Master Jay, the hip-hop icon whose real name was Jason Mitzel. Was gunned down in 2002. So this, like, you know, the murder, this is like...
Oh, so this...
One of, like, so this was right up there with, like, the Tupac and Biggie murder was, like, who killed Jam Master... I don't know if you remember.
They made a whole documentary recently,
was who killed Jam Master Jay.
Yeah. I didn't even know. Look, man, it's a lot of history.
Prosecutors said Mitzel's godson, Carl Jordan Jr., and his childhood friend, Ronald Washington, killed the DJ after he cut them out of a cocaine trafficking. Right? So, apparently, Jam Master J was with the shits. Right? And they had a Baltimore connect, allegedly, that...
Was it Jamal Lewis?
that they were supposed to get down with, and for whatever reason, Jay cut his godson out of the deal, and that is when him and Ronald Washington enlisted another...
Baltimore connect? There's a... In 2000, there's a literal non-zero percent chance this is actually Jamal Lewis.
Enlisted another friend who was the one who was able to break into the studio and then open the back window or back entrance from the fire escape, which allowed them to then come into the studio and gun down Jam Master J. So the case has finally been solved, something I did not have on my 2024 bingo chart.
I mean...
You know, first we got the solving of Tupac's murder, and now we get the solving of Jam Master J's murder, and or at least a verdict convicted, right? And next on the list for the three-peat for the is Diddy, right? I mean, let's talk about it, and then we'll go into another break here.
I was about to say
they've recently found Amelia Earhart's plane too.
Dude, oh, god damn.
That's crazy. Diddy, however, is just, you know, stacking and racking up the allegations left and right. Getting all kinds of people implemented from old producers to Philadelphia rappers.
Hey, man. I'll tell you this.
Those redacted names, man, they tried real hard to hide them.
Meek Mill better duck.
Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. Redacted.
R&B singer that recently had a Las Vegas show.
And the Super Bowl. Redacted.
His name rhymes with Weak Will.
Listen, oh man.
Diddy might say he has one.
Hello? DJ Academics would love to have you on his Twitter writing staff because he's been flaming me the all fucking weekend, bro. Over his poorly timed name album or just poorly named album, Hedonism, I think.
Yeah, that's a good, it's kind of in like the timing. Like,
yeah, just... the timing is crazy. Look,
get into the Greek.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, right?
It's almost but like I'm about to get fired, so I might as well go ahead and get on my shit for it.
When shit line up like that, bro, I'm like, okay, listen, when they say that Hollywood would be pulling the strings, I'm like, I don't know, because Diddy and Meek Mill gay love relationship was not something I had on. So of all the rappers, it wasn't Meek Mill that I would have put on the 2024 bingo chart.
Not at all.
I would have thought French Montana before.
French Montana is definitely on that list, though, man. You got to look it up. French Montana is one of them rappers on the list you got to watch out for.
People have been saying it for a long time now. I've been, from all the way back to like Christopher Williams. You can go all the way back to New Jack City days, right? And hear rumors of... So what they claim is Diddy is not necessarily gay. He has a power kink, right? Where he likes to take. That's the issue, right? A lot of people are like, there were some pedophile rumors going on that have since been disputed. I won't say debunked, right? A lot of the overarching narrative here is Diddy likes to assert his power over people the same way Jeffrey Epstein does. Mm-hmm. You know, the white parties, Diddy has been reported to have a lot of, you know, indoor security cameras and stuff like that that he may be using to compile dirt and evidence on.
Jamie Foxx may possibly have tapes of these parties.
Listen, people have been telling... Bert Kreischer tells a fucking story of a Diddy party. Like, if Bert Kreischer telling stories of weird, sus Diddy adventures, then, like, come on. Everybody from Exhibit, there was the time you. Exhibit was on Let's fucking
radio. Math. We can do the math right here, right? We know for a fact Kid Cudi car blew up. We also know for a fact Kid Cudi and Jaden Smith were dating. Right. We also know for a fact you wouldn't fuck up nobody's car unless you was in a relationship with them.
I mean, yeah.
So therefore,
oh my god,
I blow your car up, bitch. You better call me back so I can buy you another one and we can work this out. Dave, that's not the
Future tried to tell everybody when Diddy tried to come up to Future room after what was it, the BET Hip Hop Awards or whatever, and he was like, "What this nigga gonna do? I don't need no Ciroc in my room, dog. You don't got no bitches with you. You just trying to come up." Yo, the fucking what was it, Drink Champs interview with him.
So you gotta go party with me, dog.
Yo, when we go party,
you heard it. You heard it. He sounded like he
daddy,
was off.
When we go party, daddy, no, said, no you don't come party with me.
He said, "No, we were gonna party a couple times." No, not
you
not
didn't party, party,
parties. Oh no. Listen,
I just feel bad for me, right?
And she just came back, like
yo, to be the only people who get dragged into this like that. That's
it's the straight bullets. See, it's like, yeah.
Like, literally, straight off.
That's it. It's straight bullets, dog. Man. It was literally.
This is only going to continue Usher's villain arc.
I was going to say, it's 50. We feel bad, but for two reasons. Like, we feel bad for Meek Mill. Like, you just, you know, you just stupid. But we look at Usher like, why you ain't? Yeah, black people, we just like you. Not like that. Was that
Usher is Griffith.
No, but that's. We look at Usher like the black people in the community is like. Then why you ain't say no?
Usher didn't. Yeah. Usher did nothing wrong.
Because
he grew up in the church. It's just like, Usher, you could have said something, babe. Why you ain't call nobody, did, babe? Though.
Maybe the confessions wasn't about him cheating.
The music industry, man.
Maybe he was cheating with. But hold. I'm not. Listen. Put your tinfoil hats on.
Confessions are a thing. That's a Catholic thing.
That's all I'm saying.
They put us in the box so we can't run.
Yeah, there's gonna be too many more places for Diddy to run to if all these allegations keep dropping the way they drop it. I mean, they literally hitting this man over the head like they did Cosby, right? I would say they both probably had around the same or have around the same net worth.
What are the over odds on a body dropping?
They got they hitting heads like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
I mean, I was getting ready to say allegedly, you know, it ain't nothing for Diddy to put a couple of racks on.
But, like, that's the sad part about it, man. Like, he has the money for this.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I mean, look how quick he made that Cassie thing go.
Oh, immediately. And, like, we only found out after she got paid. So it's like.
Right, right. Harvey Weinstein couldn't pull that shit off. Bro, Harvey Weinstein couldn't keep Rose McGowan quiet.
Executive producer of one of the biggest Hollywood studios.
That Cassie shit went away like that. Nigga, like, it's crazy.
We're adding more lawsuits on so fast that we miss it. Probably some of the ones that we should be paying attention to.
And they all just get swept under the rug.
Because it's so many, man. It's so crazy. So many.
Like, I mean, Mans has had to step down from, like, head of Revolt, right? Like, who knows how many other companies Diddy has had to, like, diverse from at this point. It's kind of like a lot. So much is happening with this that I've been hesitant to talk about it on the pod because, like, it's how do you, like, effectively cover all of it?
Yeah, it's right? A lot. It's so much to get into.
I do think, you know, Usher and Meek Mill catching strays from this shit is that's wild, right? Like,
of all the people.
Yeah.
Like, Meek just came back, like, he's out of jail.
Of all the people.
We forgot about back-to-back for the most part until someone brings it up.
Dude, we're having a wonderful cookout and go, you know, play that up.
Play that Drake, baby.
Meek worries about back-to-back the same way Drake worries about pictures of him with Adonis.
Sheesh. And on that note, I think we're going to take another quick break.
Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
Wait, why can't we talk about
it? It is time to talk.